Welcome, folks, once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I won't be here for Halloween, folks, so tonight, let me introduce you to some monsters. But first, I want to take one very special person out there. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Bo meets the monster.
I'm sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree. That was one of purple people, he was looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the clouds. I had to go see what the mess was all about. My mother did not understand all these funny looking people from another land.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I first heard of Lieutenant Colonel James Bogreitz, I was intrigued. I thought that here at last I had found someone that could be my hero. I got behind him, and in every lecture I showed his videotape, I told people that we need to support this man. That he was not going to let us down. After all, he wore the uniform of the United States Army and had a chest full of medals that could have been the envy of anyone. But eventually, I learned my mistake. I learned who this man was and what he was up to. And so I stopped proselytizing people to support Lieutenant Colonel James Bogreitz and his Center for Action. I said nothing about him until I heard that he had begun a campaign of slanderous lies aimed to discredit me because he found out who I was and what I knew. When that happened, at Salt Lake City, at the Salt Dome, speaking at Survival Expo, I merely cleared the slate, slandered no one, but told the truth about what had happened and was physically attacked by Lieutenant Colonel James Bogreitz, who threatened to destroy me and ordered me never to criticize him and stuck his mouth next to my face and told me in no uncertain terms that if I ever crossed his path, he would kill me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I did not flinch during that physical attack, and it sort of took him aback. He did not know what to do or how to handle me after that point. But his wife understood what was happening and knew that I was not a coward and would not back down, so she pulled him away. He spent the rest of the evening lurking within sight of my booth, shaking his fist and making threatening remarks. Well, I did not reply, nor did I pay any attention to him. He wrote a book named Called to Serve. Called to Serve. If you have that book, you might want to get it out and follow along with me, ladies and gentlemen. For tonight, Bo meets the monster, and the monster is truth. Truth. Something that he doesn't know anything about. Something that will eventually, in its own time and in its own way, bury him. If you are a follower of Colonel Greitz, pay close attention tonight, for you need to know the way that the enemy operates to slander and try to destroy those of us whom you should be listening to. Mind you, you should listen to everyone, believe no one, unless you check it out in your own research. But this is designed to convince you not even to listen. Not even to listen to those whom these people, these priests in the mystery religion of Babylon, slander. I quote from page 520 of Call to Serve, written by Lieutenant Colonel James Bogreitz, Bobo Gritz around here. Quote, a videotape of the Zapruder and Nix films, which was made by assassination researcher Lars Hansen in early 1988, entitled The Truth Betrayed, Dallas Revisited, carries his narration, which states emphatically that Bill Greer turned around and shot Kennedy with a .45 automatic handgun. The tape, which he produced hurriedly in early 1988 as a research aid, to assist in determining if, in fact, this nagging theory had any validity, was given wide circulation by UFO researchers John Lear, a former contract pilot for the CIA, and former Navy enlisted man Bill Cooper. Hansen had originally approached me in May of that year in order to make contact with H. Ross Perot, whom he felt could underwrite a thorough investigation into this angle. But I was no longer in close touch with Perot and was preoccupied at the time with my upcoming trial on the passport indictment. Hansen indicated that he was by no means convinced of the theory, but felt that the evidence unearthed by researchers Perry Adams and Fred Newcomb, as presented in their manuscript, Murder from Within, warranted a thorough investigation. He had also met Lear while in the Las Vegas area and attempted to enlist his support in this effort, but became skeptical about his objectivity after Lear indicated he believed Kennedy had been killed to prevent him from going public with the UFO cover-up. As Hansen later stated in a letter to UFO magazine, the only aliens he believed Kennedy was intent on exposing were the Nazi war criminals who had come to infest the highest levels of our intelligence and defense industry establishment. In November 1988, while he was engaged in production of the two-hour video documentary, A Nation Betrayed, detailing my experiences in Vietnam and Burma, Hansen saw much clearer footage of the Zapruder film supplied by Robert Groden to the TV program Nova for a special they produced on the assassination. It was quite evident from the clarity of the film that Greer turned around twice, but that his left arm never moved from the steering wheel and that he did not shoot at the president. Beginning then and repeatedly since, Hansen made it clear, even to the extent of appearing on national television and radio programs, that his original statements on the video tape were not correct and that Greer did not fire anything at the president. Unfortunately, charlatans like William Cooper began showing the tape publicly for profit, using it to sell tickets to his public lectures and claimed to have seen additional proof that Greer fired at the president in top-secret briefing papers he had supposedly had access to at his naval post. Even though proven to be inaccurate, Cooper continued to promote and sell the tapes as a come-on to his talks. Cooper also claimed that Robert Groden lied to the Senate Select Committee, apparently unaware that Groden never was called to testify before the House Select Committee, which had spared no effort to have William Greer brought in for further questioning. The great misfortune here is that countless concerned citizens have been deliberately misled by sensation mongers, while a serious researcher who has spent years attempting to uncover the truth behind the Kennedy assassinations has had his integrity sullied by a tape he never intended to distribute to anyone but a small handful of serious researchers. To his credit, he has not hesitated in admitting his error publicly, but I feel his greatest error was entrusting it to certain individuals who themselves lacked the integrity to deal with it responsibly. Lieutenant Colonel James Bogreitz, you are a despicable liar. And if you don't like that, sue me. Lars Hansen, you also are a despicable liar. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the proof.
Right, that's where you're from, right, Fullerton? And Bo Greitz in studio, and let's go to North Hollywood, California, and talk with Justin. I guess his name, is that your name, Justin?
No, it's Chris.
Chris, okay, I'm sorry. And Chris, what's your question tonight?
I heard an answer to a question about why this film isn't being available.
What do you mean?
It's being made available. I don't know if I understood the answer.
I don't remember the question. Maybe Bill, why isn't the film being made available? Are you referring to the film about the Kennedy assassination?
Yes.
Okay. Why isn't that film being made available, Bill?
Well, Billy, the only copy that I have, when I have attempted to make copies for other people just to give to them, the copies, I guess the one that I have is like a third or fourth generation.
Right.
When I try to make a copy, it comes out much poorer than the one that I have, and it's, some of the features then become indistinguishable.
Right.
Also, there's a question of copyright, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly who owns copyright or what. I think that the film is of such national interest to the American people that I don't think that should have anything to do with it, but unfortunately it does.
And why does it if you don't think it has?
I don't know if we can without getting ourselves thrown in jail.
Well, you don't even know who got the right idea.
Well, let me help you guys out a little bit. I am a substitute school teacher here in Las Vegas, and last year at the Kennedy assassination anniversary, for 1 week, I taught a class in one of the better high schools here, an honors government class, about 200 students, on who killed JFK, and I showed them documentation for the first 4 days. Then I, on Friday, had them each write me a paper, about 200 students, on who they thought killed JFK, and then I showed them the film. I have the film. I know the man that made it, and if you want it, you can call me at 1-800-634-3494, and send me $10, because that's probably what it'll cost me to copy it. And you got it, babes.
Okay.
It does show the driver turning. Now, it does show him shooting. It shows Kennedy's head being snapped back. I'm an expert. I've been in a Green Beret commander for 30 years. I've worked within the intelligence community. I think it's public record.
Who's speaking?
It's Bo Greitz.
Mr. Greitz, Mr. Cooper, is this the film that was shown at the lake last week?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago?
I can answer that question. Yes, it's the very same film. Yeah.
All right. Now, if I contact you, you'll make that film third or fourth generation,
no,
whatever.
Yeah, you got to contact Bo. You can contact Mr. Cooper if you want, but if you want to contact me, we've got a thing called a Center for Action. We're tired of talking. We're going to start doing. And I've given you a 1-800 number. You can write me. I'll give you my address, and you'll get a copy.
How's
that sound, Mike? I mean, Chris?
Yes.
How's that sound?
Well, that sounds good. I have one more question.
Did you get the toll-free number?
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly
to my surprise,
he did the monster
man. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash.
He did the
monster man. When my love was born in the coffin, to the monster bedroom where the vampires meet, the Jews all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the man.
They did the monster man.
The monster man.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the man.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the man.
The phones are open, folks. 602-333-2174. That's 602-333-2174. Open topic, open phones.
Dracula and his son. The scene was rocky, all the diggies was found. Igor on chain, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive, but their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster man. It was a graveyard smash.
Happy Halloween, and you're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper.
Good evening.
Good evening. I tried to contact you last night when you were talking about the Waco thing with...
Yeah, we only have one call in line, and Linda was on it.
Right. I think I might have gotten cut off right before you went on air. But what I wanted to ask you about, maybe appropriately enough, is a setup called Vampire Killers 2000.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, do you have any information on those guys, whether that's a legit thing or...
No, I met Jack McLam. I like Jack McLam. I question his association with Bobo.
Yeah,
exactly. And one of the articles in one of his newsletters was signed with So Mote It Be, which is word for word out of the initiation of the Royal Arch Mason in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. But that doesn't mean that Jack McLam wrote that article.
I see.
So we don't really know. He seems to be doing a pretty good job. But like I said, any organization eventually is going to be taken over and controlled. There's only one that they can't do that with, and that's mine. There is no organization. There's no board of directors. There's no president, vice president, or anything like that. It's just a whole bunch of people who care about funneling information in here, and in return for that, we give them wonderful benefits and reduced prices and things like that.
Well, that seems to make the most sense.
Well,
any way to go about this.
I thought about it for a long time. That's the only way we can keep from being destroyed ourselves.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
602-333-2174. Whatever you want to talk about tonight, folks, and while we're waiting for another caller here, let me tell you, and you might want to go out and get this for your own reference, Coin World. It's a newspaper for coin collectors and coin dealers. The issue, volume 34, issue 1749, dated October 18, 1993. Fake $100 Federal Reserve notes threat to U.S. national security. Fake notes from Middle East to force changes in designs. And another story, former Bureau of Engraving and Printing director calls for redesign of U.S. paper money. Immediate response necessary. So it looks like they're getting us ready for something here. I wonder what it could be. Anybody got any ideas? Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Cooper?
Good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you in San Mateo.
Well, I'm going to be there. And from what I understand, the Sunday workshop is almost sold out. So if you guys are out there procrastinating, you better call 415-905-8874. And if he gets enough response, he'll probably schedule another workshop for Saturday, the day before. And that's at the Dunphy Hotel, San Mateo, California. The number to call is 415-905-8874. What else can we do for you?
Well, one reason why I called is that I've been checking out the paper, and I'm not a CADGY member, but I live in San Jose.
Uh-huh.
And on the 21st of last week, there was a B-52 that flew into Moffett Field.
Well, it's one of ours, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is, but why is an Air Force plane flying into a Navy base?
Oh, that's not unusual. Navy planes fly into Air Force bases, Air Force planes fly into Navy bases, and a B-52 is only good for one thing. I know I used to work on them. They carry bombs and cruise missiles, and that's about it.
Well, I've lived in in this area for quite a while, and I've never seen a B-52 fly into Moffett.
Well, that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Oh, I know. But I've looked in the paper, and most people would think, why is a B-52 flying into Moffett?
Well, call...
I haven't been able to find anything out about it.
Call Moffett and ask him. That's the first thing I would do.
Well, I've tried, but I just get a runaround.
Well, maybe they don't want you to know.
Well, that's why I've contacted you and... some information on that.
I don't have any idea. I'll tell you this. It's not unusual for Air Force planes to fly into naval bases and Navy planes to fly into Air Force bases. And with all the base closures, you'll probably see it quite often, much more than you ever have before.
Well, I won't take up any more of your time, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
602-333-2174. I'll also be in Atlanta, Georgia, folks, on November the 14th. And there's a number somewhere around here that you can call for that. I don't have it right here in front of me, but I'll find it somehow. Maybe I'll find it. Here it is. It's the Chambly Civic Center I'll be at, and you can call this number, 404-986-0802. That's Atlanta, Georgia, November the 14th, Chambly Civic Center. Call this number, 404-986-0802. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I just have a few things to ask you.
Sure, go ahead.
Was it last Monday's broadcast about the all-seeing eye?
Yeah.
All right. Do you believe that in that meditation room is the actual spiritual presence of Lucifer?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's still a mystery then, something for us to figure out.
Well, you have to understand that that's all metaphorical in the mysteries. They don't really believe in some god named Lucifer, and they don't really believe in Jehovah. What they believe is that the mind, the intellect, is king, superior, and that all religions have perverted humanity and suppressed intelligence and knowledge and burned people at the stake throughout history, and they want to bring back the mysteries and get rid of Christianity.
They put an awful lot of money and time and everything into building that from what you documented.
That's right. It's all symbology. Now, if you believe in the Bible, if you're a Christian, then you believe that Lucifer is real.
He's a spirit.
So, if you believe that, yes.
I was just wondering, and ever since that broadcast, if they could put him somewhere. I hate to say it like that, but could they confine him to a material place or what?
I have no idea.
So that's just information that you were giving us.
Yes. Trying to teach you the character of the people who are controlling the world, who are guiding us and manipulating us into something that maybe we don't want.
The Masons, they've been familiar to me. I mean, I've learned about them since 1990, and I've come to the same conclusion you have that about world domination and about how powerful they are. I mean, I know their power.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And it's not just the Freemasons. It's all of these secret societies whose membership organization is in the shape of a pyramid with a whole bunch of slathering fools at the bottom thirsting after the secrets that they will never know, and a few at the top controlling them all.
Okay. That brings me to another very important point. These slathering idiots, they're like the lower degrees then, right?
That's correct.
And
that's where most of them are.
Okay, like say under 3 or maybe under 13.
Well, it doesn't really matter. They never find out the truth until they get to the highest.
Until they get to 33.
Well, they begin to see the glimmer of the truth right around the 30th degree, I believe.
Around the 30th?
Yes.
Because I was always wondering about that. Like
that's in the Scottish Rite, of course. The York Rite has fewer degrees, but they get all
the
these...
same thing, just each degree would be worth more.
Yeah.
If you will.
And harder to attain, plus they have all these offshoots that you can get into.
Isn't Freemasonry, isn't that like the backbone or the controlling interest of them all?
No.
No?
No.
Because I thought that the actual term, the Masonic, was the
comes from the French, Free Maison, which literally means the Sons of Light.
Okay. But just like in the Mafia, don't you have to have a pyramidal hierarchy, where there's a certain group going by a certain name that controls the strings, if you will.
Wheels within wheels within wheels, secrets within secrets within secrets. There's a higher organization called the Illuminati, which is a brotherhood of those who are illumined, the bearers of the light, the intelligence, the sun, Lucifer. These men are work what you call behind the veil. They go, we've covered 30 hours now in the mystery.
I only have 10 of those hours on tape.
Well, starting tomorrow, you're going to hear more while I'm gone to San Mateo.
Okay, excellent, Bill. See, I thought the Illuminati was just a branch of Freemasonry.
No.
Freemasonry was the crux of it.
The Illuminati were around long before Freemasons ever came.
The Illuminati would almost be the crux.
Well, the Illuminati is the crux.
Of this, I guess you'd call it a satanic organization. There's nothing else you'd call it.
Well, it's the followers of the Luciferian philosophy. Let's put it that way.
And those are the Illuminati.
I try to keep this not a religious program, although we discuss religion because it has a lot to do with
the subject. Right, it intertwines.
Yeah, and you got to remember, not all the listeners believe what you believe.
Well, I've only been listening to you since July of this year.
Uh-huh.
But before that, I did know somewhat of these secret societies. As far as the lower degrees, I don't want to throw this out, but Tom Valentine, do you think he's a high degree or a low degree?
Very high degree. Read
his. Do you think he's high degree?
Read his books. Read 552,000, and you can see for yourself. He's very high degree. I would consider him a priest. You've been on quite a long. We got to let somebody else get on here. So I want to thank you for calling, and thank you for your excellent.
Can I call back some other time?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Anybody can.
All right. One more thing. Can I ask you one time?
Hurry up.
Okay. The people in the lower degrees, all right, do they perform actions and things for the organization that are important?
Only
do you delegate, authority to them to do certain things?
Only if they're called upon to do so. They are sworn to obey their most worshipful master. They are sworn to help, aid, and abet their fellow brothers. And if they're asked to by their grand master, they have to.
Okay, they have to. But do some of them...
This could go on all night. Thanks for your call. Folks, the number is 602-333-2174. I would really have liked to talk to him a lot more because it sounds like he's really getting into learning what he should be learning, and that's very, very good. Good evening. You're on the air.
I'd like to get back into this idea of Lucifer a little bit as far as where it actually comes into play in terms of Christianity, because the name Lucifer is not really mentioned in the Bible, and I'm wondering if
it's not really
the devil, so...
Yes, the name Lucifer is mentioned in the Bible.
What name do they actually use?
Lucifer.
Well, I have never found in any of my concordances. Do they think of me as being an angel, or...?
Lucifer is the angel of light who rebelled against God and was thrown to the earth to become the master of the material world. That's what I read. You may have a different interpretation, but that's what I read.
No?
Many Christians believe that Lucifer and Satan are the same entity.
Well, that was my first impression, but when I went to research, I couldn't find the name Lucifer in the Bible at all.
Oh, keep looking. You'll find it. It's there, believe me. It's only mentioned, to my knowledge, one time.
Okay, well, I'll look into it more.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
And let me see here. Where are we? 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper?
Yes.
The other night you were talking about the film with Mark from Michigan. Are you with us?
I don't believe I was talking about the film. I believe we were talking about Mark from Michigan.
Okay, but you mentioned that he claims he was from the 40th Ranger Battalion, which there's no evidence of.
Yes.
I have a film of his, and he mentions three different outfits he was with, but neither one of them are the 40th that he mentioned.
Well, we have one where he said he was with the 40th Ranger Battalion.
Okay. So what do you make of him? Do you think he's for real, or is...
Unless we can find a 40th Ranger Battalion, I can't believe what he's saying. Some of what he's saying we can check out, some of it we can't. But when somebody says there's somebody that we can't verify or evidently the unit doesn't exist, then that's really highly suspect to me.
Okay.
If he can straighten that out, I'd love to hear the explanation for that.
Okay. Secondly, I'm trying to figure out where the Jesuits...
Okay, I got to put you on hold here because I got to take a little short break.
Okay.
Just hang on.
Thank you. I've been standing there for centuries.
Yes, I suppose it seems... Why, it's just raining, but you're not wet.
No, I'm not, am I?
Where are you coming from?
I was watching a wonderfully terrifying double feature movie. I was a teenage Frankenstein in Blood of Dracula.
Oh?
Professor Frankenstein created a teenage monster to bring havoc and terror to all who meet him. But he left a few parts out, particularly in the poor lad's face.
May we take
and the vampire in Blood of Dracula, quite unfriendly except when hungry, than any friend will do for a few ghastly moments.
Please, I...
Oh, yes, I must leave you.
But there's nothing here but an old cemetery.
Yes, I know. I want to meet some old friends here. After you see I was a teenage Frankenstein and Blood of Dracula, you might drop back here. We'll discuss the pictures at some length.
Yes.
Gannett Company Incorporated, that it's not too smart to be in the stock exchange. Now, our purpose is not to make a profit, it's to gain control. We want to own that company. But for the rest of you, and for other investments, you need to talk to someone. And I don't care if you don't call our sponsor. I hope you do. But you've got to call someone and talk to them about the only investment throughout the history of the world that has protected anyone's assets during time of economic instability. And that's precious metals. And all you have to do is look into history to confirm it for yourself. You don't have to believe me. And in fact, I encourage you not to believe anything that you ever hear on this show or from anyone else or that you read from any source unless you can check it out on your own initiative. But I've got to tell you this, folks. If you have not taken positive steps to protect all of the good things that you've worked for all your life, what are you going to say to your family if you lose it? How will you explain it to your wife and your children and maybe other family members if it all goes down the tubes? Now think about that. And once you've thought about it, I want you to call Swiss America Trading. Ask for Gene Miller. Gene Miller. Tell him that you listen to the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper. Ask for the three free newsletters at 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Please, do it now. And if you can't do it now, make sure that you do it in the morning, but there's no excuse. I mean, you're sitting there listening to the radio. Call now. 1-800-289-2646. Forgot your name, if you even said it.
Well, it's Peter.
Peter, okay.
All right, my second question is that we know that Adam Weishaupt was originally from the Jesuit order.
Yeah, Peter, I need you to put the phone right in front of your mouth and talk louder, please.
Okay, we know that Adam Weishaupt was from the Jesuit order.
That's correct.
But my question is...
Where's the Jesuit order from?
Well, is it connected and controlled by the Illuminati Freemasonry, or is it an arm of the Catholic Church?
Well, let me tell you how this happened. In Spain, long before Weishaupt was ever even born, there was a branch of the Illuminati from the Middle East called the Ilumbrados. It means Illuminati. The head of the Ilumbrados in Spain was a man named Ignatius Loyola, who was arrested by the Inquisition. and before they could torture him, he used his influence with very powerful people to beg an audience with the Pope. He was granted the audience. He crawled in on his knees. When the door opened after this audience, he walked out on his 2 feet with a piece of paper in his hand, a papal bull, which gave him the authority to start a new order called the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order. He was to be the head of this order, and he was given dispensation, got a little tongue-tied there, and immunity from arrest or prosecution from all governments, all authorities, all religious orders, save one, the Pope himself. He's become the head of the Jesuit order, has become known as the Black Pope. They wield tremendous power. They are Marxist in nature, practice liberation theology. They have been involved in revolutions and disorder and chaos and all kinds of things throughout the world. Does that answer your question?
Oh, no, not exactly. Are they in competition then with the Illuminati?
No, they are the Illuminati.
They are the Illuminati.
Absolutely.
Okay. That answers it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling. That was a good question. We covered it in one of the sections of the Mystery Babylon series. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Well, I guess they hung up. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. How does the Somalia fit into the New World Order?
Well, Somalia is accomplishing several different things. And if you're really paying attention, you can figure this out. What do you call it when you send troops into a country that didn't invite you?
Invasion.
Invasion. So what's all this talk about, we're going over there to feed the people?
The front.
That's right. We didn't. We weren't invited to go in there. What's all this talk about unprovoked attacks on American servicemen?
War.
I mean, if you invade somebody's country, would you call that? Would you call that grounds to attack you? Absolutely. If they sent Somalian soldiers over here to feed us, do you think patriots here would stand for that?
No.
Okay. If they started busting down our doors, do you think that we'd start making, quote, unprovoked, unquote, attacks on them?
Yes.
Okay. So what it's doing is establishing the concept that there are no individual sovereign nation states and that the United Nations has the power to affect its will on any nation state, regardless of whether they were invited or not. It is the formation in international law of a United Nations police force, of which right now the military forces of the United States are the core ingredient. And don't buy all this stuff that our military officers aren't in on it. If they weren't in on it, it wouldn't be happening.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I figured. I just wanted to check myself.
Well, you got it right.
Yep. So I was afraid of. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174. 602, folks. 333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Randy from Portland.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. I just have one question.
Sure.
In your vast library, I was wondering if you have Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll keep this one for myself and dive into it.
I want you to thank you for thinking of us, though.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you very much. 602-333-2174. Don't forget, I'll be at the Dunphy Hotel, San Mateo, California. For information, call 415-905-8874. I'll be there this weekend, folks. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Good to hear you. I was going to say that you were watching the Waco tape yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, I was watching it all day today, too.
Yeah, okay. There's a tank in there that's got an X instead of a United States flag. Can you tell me what that's about?
Well, it's a state flag.
Texas base?
No. I'll let you look that up, but it's a state flag, and I don't know why they're flying it. Maybe the tank crew is from that state.
Okay, and there's another question here.
But I don't know what another state's National Guard would be doing in Texas when it was supposed to be the Texas National Guard.
Right. What do you think of this Tex Mars Millennium book there? Have you read it yet?
I've read just about everything Tex Mars has written. I agree.
He's a very good author, isn't he?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what he writes. Some of it I don't agree with, and he doesn't agree with some of the things I write either.
Right, exactly. Well, I'd say hello to my friend Sean down in North Dakota, and God bless him. Thank you very much, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
602-333-2174. Don't forget, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia on the 14th of November. The 14th of November, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, and the number to call there is 404-986-0802. Now, if you want to be at the thing at the Dunphy Hotel in San Mateo, California, you better call and make arrangements to be there, because I'm telling you right now, they're filling up. So, if enough of you call, they'll put together another workshop for Saturday, because the one on Sunday is almost full. If not enough of you call, he'll assume that that's it, and when you get there, you won't be able to attend. So please call if you want to attend and tell them that you want them to have another workshop on Saturday. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Cooper. This is Parker from Toronto calling.
Hello.
I was just interested in you and your program, also the videos I've seen to a few friends of mine here in Toronto, Canada. You have mentioned in the past about implants in the brain, putting the brain. Do you know if this is also done by neurosurgeons, possibly?
I have no idea. I know the implants exist. I know they've experimented in them for many years, amongst other things. And I have reason to believe that some people are receiving implants, but not necessarily in the brain.
May I point something out to you?
Go ahead.
I have in my possession CAT scan x-rays from Toronto General Hospital and including St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto. The CAT scan x-rays display 28 to 30 metallic implants or whatever in the shape of a T, a pill capsule form, a Z, with all different shapes and forms, all the right temporal lobe. Now, I had an operation as a kid for epilepsy.
Uh-huh.
As they say, anyway.
Did you, have you talked?
They made no mention. I had also records of Sick Kids Hospital, the hospital killer in Toronto. I had the operating report for 6972. Yet there's no mention on the operating report as to these little metallic objects in right temporal lobe. Now, the radiologists refer to them as surgical clips, and I find that a little hard to believe, to tell you the truth.
Where
to go to? I mean, blackballed over the place and no cooperation.
Have you done any research into surgical clips and how they're used?
I've been to the U of T Medical Sciences Library, Journal of Neurosurgery.
Well, you didn't answer my question. Have you done any research into surgical clips to find out how they're used?
I can't find anything on it, sir.
You can't find anything on surgical clips?
No.
Okay,
surgical clips used for say, holding a vein together, whatever, and then you sew it and what have you. But not leaving in there, no. Nothing to that effect.
They've
been there for 21 years, sir.
Well, I don't have the medical knowledge to know whether they have clips that they could leave in or not. I'd be interested in seeing your CAT scan x-rays.
There is a video being sent your way.
Well, unfortunately, you have to understand the way we do research around here. You have to go get a certified copy made of your x-rays on film.
I got that.
Okay, that's what we need. Video tells me nothing. Videos can be faked.
No, the video I have shows the CAT scan x-ray with my name.
You don't get
the whole bit, everything on it.
You don't get the message. Videos can be faked. I need to see a certified photocopy, not photocopy like a Xerox, but an actual photograph copy of your x-ray, and it has to be certified that it's a true and correct copy.
Yeah, I got the true and correct copies from the hospital myself. Now look at 20 to 30, an explanation. I've been prayed on site to get off for 368 days for an explanation why they're in there. They won't provide it.
Well, let me say this again. You need to go get...
Well, what I got, Mr. Cooper, is one of your agents is doing a tape right now. He's compiling a...
Well, that's fine. I'll wait for the tape and take a look at it, but I'm going to tell you, we can't tell anything from a videotape. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I would also bring to your attention, if you know people out there who are listeners, and they know people with epilepsy who have been operated on during the late 60s, early 70s. I know Dr. Peter Bregan did put a news release outlining the upswing in cycle surgery and other behavior modification surgery during the late 60s, early 70s.
One thing that's intriguing about your story is that the CIA, when they did experiments on brain surgery and frontal lobotomies and things like that, did it in Canada.
Yes, I'm very aware of. With Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal.
Yeah. Well, I got to let you go, but I'll wait for the video and take a look at it. And
I hope we can get back and discuss further on this subject.
Pardon?
I hope you can get back further date. We can discuss it further.
Okay.
You see the tape in the place.
First, I got to see what you're going to send me, and then we'll get in touch with you.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Have a
night. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Turn your radio off.
Well, it's on the other side of the room.
Good night. Folks, when you call any radio station, you got to turn your radio off. It doesn't work, and I don't care what side of the room it's on. People out there listening in the listening audience can't hear because you get this feedback and bouncing back and forth, and it just doesn't work. And, you know, I've told you enough times that I don't think I should have to tell you all the time. And if you listen to talk radio a lot, you should know it. Nobody should have to tell you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
My name is Mike from Sacramento.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. There's a lot to talk about, but I just want to go over one thing and see what you think about it. What I'm noticing in my community here is a lot of, it's called swarming, where a gang of people in cars, the last one we had was, they counted about 85 black youth, just hitting store after store, and, you know, not even fearing the law.
Where do you live?
In Sacramento, in Fair Oaks.
And they don't fear the law?
No, because...
And the law doesn't do anything?
This was witnessed. There was 20 units, sheriff, it's at the Circle K, which is about a mile from me, and they were in a helicopter, and they were on the loudspeaker saying, you know, hurry up and get what you want and get out of here. And they were just, you know, they weren't arresting them.
Wait a minute. Law enforcement officials were saying that, and they weren't going in and arresting it or stopping it?
Right.
Well, then I'd say it had the sanction of law enforcement, and the citizens of Sacramento should be kicking the police chief's ass right out of office and down the street.
Here's what's going on. Here's what's really weird.
It doesn't matter. I just gave you the solution. You can talk about it all night, but you need to get citizens' organizations together, kick the police chief out, fire the upper echelon.
There's no media coverage of this.
I'm not talking about media. I'm talking about citizens.
Right. I told my father about this.
No. Don't tell your father about it. Go out and organize citizens.
Right.
Do something about it.
There is no... These are sheeple here. I mean, serious, big time.
Well, then all I can tell you is move.
Yeah, I'm going to. But the thing is, what we're witnessing is there's no media coverage of this incident.
Well, then that means it's orchestrated and condoned and is a part of the process of bringing chaos about in this country.
Right. But, like, the next day, somebody throws a Molotov cocktail through a window of an empty building, and it gets national headlines just in the same community. And they blame it on somebody they made a phone call saying it was an Aryan, you know, nation did it or something like that. And the governor is speaking and making a speech and stuff like that. But yet, the swarming doesn't get no media coverage, and not at all. And I'm wondering, you know, why the store owners aren't pissed off about this. Because
have you bought Gannett stock yet?
No, not.
Go buy Gannett stock, and it'll get media coverage, I guarantee you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 602-333-2174. Folks, you should be buying Gannett stock, New York Stock Exchange symbol is GCI. You should be getting all your friends to do it. You should be talking to your ministers and your church people, and you should get everybody involved in this, and then these things will get media coverage, because with your proxy, I'm going to become the chairman of the board, folks. So wake up. Get involved. If you don't help us do this, then I don't want to hear your complaints. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
How are you? I wanted to, if I missed your further explanation, I apologize. As soon as I heard the call, I left the room, so my voice, if I got through, would not interfere with the radio, so I haven't been listening for the last 9 minutes.
I'm not
that caller on the flag in Waco.
Yes.
The white flag with the red X.
Yes.
Yes, it is the state flag of Alabama, but it is also the International Maritime Semaphore flag for the letter V.
Yes.
Which, you know, one has to question that. Is it the letter V for victory? Which, of course, under international semaphore, it is V for victory.
Well, I would say that, you know, that flag was on the tank for some time, and they had not affected any victory. In fact, they had, in fact, gotten beaten, as far as I'm concerned, until they went in there and killed them all and burned the place down and then bulldozed everything into the fire.
Well, except when you consider that they obviously planned to have the ultimate victory.
Well, that's true.
And whether or not somebody from Alabama was driving it, I don't think somebody like Aquino would be from Alabama, but I think it's more likely that it's the V flag.
Well, we can't speculate. We don't
right,
know.
Right, no, I agree.
And it's inconsequential anyway, and I do know that military personnel and National Guard personnel, whenever they can get away with it, like to display and show their allegiance to their state.
This is true. Was there just one tank with that flag?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
There was another tank with an American flag.
Right, that one's plainly visible. In fact, there were more than one with an American flag. But all I can see on the video is one. But I remember from the coverage, I saw more than one. It's just that particular footage, unfortunately, isn't on the video, so I can't prove it.
Yeah, but this
at the event, I did see more than one tank with that.
Yeah, but this is all inconsequential.
No, I agree. I just wanted to mainly respond to, you know, the caller that asked the question.
Yeah.
And in that regard, by the way, I know you're heading out of town, Bill, but you probably know who this is without me saying, and I don't mean to embarrass you, so I won't even give my name, but is there any chance that my tapes will be going off soon?
Back
in August?
Annie's dealing with it now.
Okay, I still feel uncomfortable bringing it up that way, but...
Well, then don't.
Okay.
What's the matter with you?
Yes.
You know we take care of stuff, Randy. Sometimes it's slow.
Sure.
But we get to it.
I apologize, Bill. And by the way, thanks so much, and I'm going to try to get together with you in Atlanta if at all humanly possible.
Great.
Take care. Good luck, and Godspeed.
Good night, Glenn.
Bye.
602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
Oh, yes. I'm here.
Is your radio on?
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got a terrible phone line, though. We can't keep you on.
Oh, wait, I can change that right away.
Hurry up.
All right, here we go. All right, better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Sorry.
Where are you calling from? One of those portable phones or something?
Yeah, it's the only way I can coordinate, turn the radio off with having the phone, you know, during the radio broadcast. And
yeah, okay.
Anyway, Tuesday, I saw six black helicopters. First time I ever saw, and six of them.
Uh-huh.
I was very surprised. They were, I would say, very, very dark, like modern metallic gray, black for all practical purposes. And they were flying, it was about 2:30 in the afternoon, low, probably 150 feet over a building that was like 15 stories tall.
Uh-huh.
And it was the first suburb north of Chicago against Lake Michigan. Does that fit the description of what you're talking about?
Well, if they're black, unmarked helicopters, yeah.
They're unmarked.
If they're flying below 500 feet, which you just said they were,
yeah.
A 15-story building is 150 feet, and you said they were 150 feet above that, that's 300 feet, that's illegal.
And do you think that the Rotary Club International has any part in the New World Order?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, well, thanks a lot. That's all I wanted to tell you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Got time for about one more call, folks, maybe, I think. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Hillary from New York, and my question has to do with, do you have any kind of information on Christian Science and why it's going down so quickly? And we have a couple of articles in newspapers about churches.
From what I understand, Christian Science was targeted a long, long time ago for destruction from within. You have to understand, folks, that a lot of the traditional religions have been targeted for destruction. They're working from within. A lot of the leaders at the top who you believe are your friends and wouldn't lead you astray are joining with their brothers of the order in the World Council of Churches to merge all the different religions into one religion. You can see that it's beginning to take on a Catholic flavor. where Protestant churches that used to take communion sitting in their seats are not taking communion anymore, and they're not taking it in their seats. They are now celebrating the Eucharist, and they stand up and walk to the front of the church where it's administered by the preacher. You're going to see more and more and more of this. You're going to see a call for unity under the Decalogue or the Ten Commandments, and all other theology and dogma is going to go by the wayside.
I can definitely see where Christian Science would fit into that. It's a very strict religion, and it wouldn't lend itself to ecumenicalism at all.
You want to bet? You find out if Christian Science is a member of the World Council of Churches, and I'll tell you that what you just said is not true.
Well, its doctrines have to be very strict.
Well, you're going to find out that those doctrines, like all the doctrines of the other churches, are going to begin to slip and go by the wayside.
Well, the churches around here have just been closing up left and right. And
there you go.
Without many members at all.
Yeah.
And without much of a drive to really get new members.
They don't want new members.
Yeah.
What they want is a one-world religion.
What about Baptist churches? Do you see them being vulnerable? I know I'm a Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
My pastor is not really aware of these.
The last Baptist convention, there was a motion to not allow Freemasons to serve as a clergy or to be a member of the church, because Freemasonry is the worship of Lucifer, and it's not compatible with Christianity. And they put together a panel to study it and write up a report. The panel sent the report to Freemason, to the Grand Lodge of Freemasonry, to be approved. They approved it, sent it back. They submitted it to the Council of Elders of the Baptist Church, who then said it's up to each individual member and it's okay if they belong to Freemasonry. Now you tell me.
Well, I'm not a Southern Baptist. I forget what I am, but more of an independent. But I know my pastor isn't really aware of any kind of conspiracies going around.
Well, let me give you a little clue. If you want to be a Christian, get out your Bible, read the words of Jesus Christ, and ignore everything else. All churches, without exception, all organized religions function for two purposes. One is to manipulate the people. They are not teaching Christianity. They are not teaching what Jesus Christ taught. Most of them are headed by members of the secret order, the Brotherhood, and you're setting yourself up for destruction. So that's what I would suggest, and I've got to go. Good night, folks.
Good night.
And God bless you all.
Horror of Dracula. Dracula, the most terrifying lover the world has ever known. Who will be his bride tonight? Horror of Dracula.
Dracula, dead and yet alive for 600 years.
Dracula, the human vampire who lusts for human blood. The Horror of Dracula. The greatest shock story of them all now achieves new heights of motion picture suspense. The Horror of Dracula. And watch the fiend who rises each night from his coffin bed to seek the rendezvous that alone can keep him alive. The Horror of Dracula. And watch those who came to destroy a monster stay to become his victim. The Horror of Dracula. But don't dare see it alone.
The chill of the tomb won't leave your blood for hours.
Horror of Dracula, all new and in flaming Technicolor.
And, of course, folks, the other thing churches do is tax you 10% of your income above all other taxes.
Girl game with Frankenstein, but after the truth, boys and wives, we're being small from under the sea, and this is tangled up the storm of fiendishly.